With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos? Welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It is April 17th. As we record this, we've got so much to talk about. Who would you rather in a buy and sell standpoint? That's what we're going to do. Some of the hottest names out there, some of the coldest names out there. And we're going to put those players to a test to see where we're at. Injuries and the voicemail / mailbag.
It's we'll back.
See. It's back today. We'll see. When we get there, we'll tell you where it's at. We do have some answering some questions from you guys, battling it out with some of the biggest players. And of course, unfortunately, the trend, lots of injuries, lots of little news and notes to catch up on. If you guys want to be along with the gang, inthisleague.com on the Patreon. Dynasty and prospect updates are coming. Got the weekly to be ready for sheet. Pretty proud of that too, by the way, because I do the top 25 prospects to stash, watch, and all of them are kind of, at the end of the day, if these names are on there, they're relevant in some capacity to pick up, because there's always that question box where someone's like, hey, this guy got picked up. Should I pick him up? If they're on my top 25 prospects to watch for redraft, then they probably are. Well, guess what? Luke Kuechsel just got called up by the Twins. That's a big one. That's a surprising one. We also had Logan Henderson. Both of those guys were on my list really to start, but you know, moving up this week. You can check all that out. Plus, join our community. Support the boys. You're wonderful. We appreciate you. InThisLeague.com. It supports us, allows us to keep doing all the cool stuff and keep rocking with you guys. Sign up today. InThisLeague.com. Have access to the Patreon. Talk to Bogman. Talk to me. Do whatever you want.
So much fun.
We would love to have you. It is welcome into the Diamondbacks podcast, a podcast where we'll only talk about the Diamondbacks because twofold. First off, we had a collab, Bogman. It was Welsh X Cattell. That's right. I went out to the Diamondbacks facility today. Caught Cattell Marte. He was doing some hitting. He did some running. He did some drills. I got some video, and we had to do the pick. Well, you know me. I got to do the picture, and we had.
I saw no shaky hand either. I love it.
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't moving around. No, me and Cattell, we're cool. As you can see in the picture, we're best friends. We talk a lot. No language barrier. It's all good.
Not at all.
Knowledge. Yeah. Nope. Everything is really great. I will give you this nugget though. I do have a tiny nugget.
Okay.
Outside of like, he looked good in drills.
I like nuggets.
Some nuggets sound good right now, right? Mm-hmm. Spicy or normal?
Either. Good either way.
I've turned into a spicy. I'm a spicy guy. Spicy nugs. He was doing a little bit of short and second out on the quarter field the Diamondbacks have. That's interesting. Looked really good. But he was also here 2 days ago. And contrary to what Torrey Lovello is saying, Torrey was saying, I think he said he does not expect him back in April. And I think even early May, right?
Yeah. He really, like, it sounded like they were going to baby the crap out of him here,
which I completely understand. He has like, was like hamstring issue. Like this happens a decent amount with him. He did say that maybe he said, potentially he may have said that he'd like to be back on Tuesday for the home series.
Ooh.
Against the Diamondbacks, which, do you know what Tuesday is?
The 22nd, your birthday.
What a present for me if Ketel Marte were to return to the Diamondbacks and get us a win. But I don't know that's actually going to happen. I think players want to come back sooner. But being honest with you, he was also, he's doing his own thing. Like, he's just got like his, I was telling you, he's got a posse. He's got a group. And these dudes are all hanging around. He did some running with a trainer. Then he went over with a trainer, did drills. But like, literally his boys were running second. You know, like, he played short and he ran second. Like, he was doing that. And then he went off on his own to do some hitting. So he wasn't doing with like coaches. Miguel Montero was there today, by the way, running with some of the young guys. But he, so by virtue of that, it does kind of feel a little bit off. But there's just some rumblings that we have some extended spring training games. Maybe he would get into a game this weekend. And maybe there's a home series starting on Tuesday that Ketel could beat expectations. But Torrey Lovello is putting water on that. Just a little bit of nuggets from me and my best friend, Ketel Marte, lifelong Diamondback. No big deal, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome that you met him. Are we sure this was Ketel Marte and not just a bunch of kids playing out on the field that look, one of them kind of look like Ketel? Are we 100% sure?
It's 100%.
It just sounds weird. You're like, yeah, a bunch of his buddies were in jeans and they were playing second base also, like, or whatever.
He's got a crew. And his crew, they were playing catch while he was running with the trainer. And then when they went over to do the half field, there was a point where they were trying to run like double plays. So his one buddy jumped in to like, you know, play second and throw. And it's very funny situation. Ironically, though, a couple of days ago, they were doing tryouts for the Pioneer League at the Diamondbacks, like an independent league. It's very, very odd. But that's my nugget about Ketel Marte. Seeing him looked pretty good. Seems like he's ramping up and he can join the best player in baseball here shortly in Corbin Carroll. I have been restraining myself from going too far on any of the shows that I do, the mini shows that I do, of going ballistic about it. Didn't even bring up the 5 RBI game. Hadn't brought up that.
Got to bring up the 3 stolen base game.
Oh, did that happen? That was today. I didn't even see that. That was 3 stolen bases today. God,
3 swipes, dude, for Corbin Carroll today. And he had 3 strikeouts too. So yeah, it's like, it's a bad day and whatever. But 3 swipes. He had 1 going into today.
Also didn't need to bring up that he's hit in 12 straight games or it looks like 10 straight games maybe. And it's 12 of the last 13. But we're bringing it up here. Your number one WAR player, apparently one of the best power hitters in baseball. 6 homers, 4 stolen bases, 321 average, almost a 400 OBP. He has been going completely crazy, and that is all we've been missing, is those stupid ass stolen bases, man. And he now has 4. He now has 4 stolen bases. I'm just waiting for you.
I just wanted to start the chant. Sorry.
Well, we're not. I don't think anyone's going to join us.
MVP, MVP, MVP. Only one way to find out. Captain started. So there you go. Meow,
meow, meow. Maybe Ketel hear us, but 4 stolen bases over the last 4 games. So he's back to stealing bases. Thank God. I had somebody hit me up about this trade, Boggs. It was them trading their Corbin Carroll, and they were getting Juan Soto and Marcus Semien.
Oh, man.
And they also got something, by the way. I'm forgetting what it was. It wasn't
Corbin anything. And something?
Nothing. It was Corbin and something. I mean, I guess I could look real
Frito
quick.
Lay's? Bag of chips?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. I don't think Corbin's not a big bad food guy. He's a foodie from talking with him, but I think he's like a clean eater. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't be for him.
One of them clean eaters. Okay, so here was the trade. It was feel about trade. Yeah, he would get Soto and Semien, and he traded Carroll and Soler. And he had asked me about this, and I was like, hey, listen, you know, Carroll and Soto is kind of a wash. Semien is a potential boost off of Soler, but I said the difference, you know, 2 years ago with Soto and Carroll was like, there's going to be a batting average difference. Obviously there's going to be a bit more homers, but Carroll's going to have the stolen bases. The swing change that Corbin Carroll has made, he has made an approach change so far that is allowing him to jump from a 16% pulled air ball percentage to a 29%. He's getting on top of the ball better. He's getting on top of the ball faster. And his bat is faster. It is almost 2 miles per hour faster. Check this out. 36%. This is 37% fast swing rate last year. So that was 37% of the time he could get to his fastest swing. This year, 53%. Everything is better. So my argument is, listen, Corbin Carroll's average is probably going to be on par with Soto. Homers might look on par. Runs and RBIs might be, but he could blow him out of the water with stolen bases if he gets back to it. I don't know if you could smash take that. I actually would have held Carroll in that instance, but I said, I think it's a very good trade and it's totally acceptable to trade it. There's a little bit of Homer in me though.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like, this is a fair trade. You look at it and you're like, okay, it's fair. You would get an upgrade overall.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com. You made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
In most scenarios. But
as long as Simeon bounces back.
Right. But is Carroll one of those guys right now where you just say, look, unless I'm completely blown away by a deal and I feel like I have to hit accept, it's not fair. It can't be a fair deal. It has to be overwhelmingly in my favor for me to trade this guy with this crazy hot start. Probably overreaching a little bit. I think the Soto and Simeon side is probably better long term. But right now, I don't know that I would want to do that trade either. So I think I'm with you. It's not crazy, but right now, if I'm trading Corbin Carroll, who's one of the hottest players in the game, it has to be overwhelming, and this is just not overwhelming.
Yeah, that was kind of my general take on it. I didn't think it seemed very lateral. Corbin, you know, young player, and this is going to be tough for us because you and I are just not going to be biased whatsoever. I still don't like that he's still got a whiff problem. You know, you would love if he had better patience. I guess in a points league, this isn't really a question. He's striking out a tiny bit more, but it's, you know, this new approach change. You can just like visually see it. I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do and freak out and want to watch.
You don't want to go look at his zone percentage and all of that stuff on.
No, I do. I actually want to look at where is the, you can do the whole breakdowns of like the swing approach and where the feet are. And now I'm just completely drawing a blank on where I find it. Have you seen this new thing where it breaks down like where their feet are and everything?
You told me about it the other day. I haven't seen it, but I did see Mark DeRosa on MLB Network breaking it down for like 10 minutes the other day.
Yeah, it's really good. And I just, So, let's see if we can find the, I can find it. I remember all this now. So by the way, if we're looking at, this is the batting stance data they're giving us versus the front of the plate, which is the intercept point. They call it inches toward the pitcher. He has moved closer, which you can absolutely visually see. Depth in the box is the same. It looks like he's brought in his feet a bit more. Again, these are just like, you kind of just can visually see all of this, but it's a significant feat in. He's opened his stance. He's actually de-opened his stance a little bit, but he has moved way closer in front of the plate. And they have got this like leaderboard on play. I'm like trying to find it as I'm talking here. It's not important. I'm going to slow everything down if I do it, but I know the foot placement, similar to what Kyron Paris has done, where Kyron Paris, you know, he has, his feet are way back and he's got this big long stride. Carroll has just moved closer. And with that bat speed, he is jumping right into making barrels. And I guess all that matters is sustainability. And I think we're going into sustainability with Corbin Carroll. That's the best thing about this. If you're wondering, you know, hey, where am I at with him? Da, da, da. He's doing this. He's destroying right-handed pitchers. He's okay against lefties right now. He is literally doing everything against righties. So it'll be interesting to see if he starts getting, you know, maybe like a little bit of a different approach, but I'm not sure anybody's going to be able to attack him different. But man, those stolen bases were needed for Corbin Carroll, the best player in baseball. Ah, feels good to talk about. We had a lot of other good things that are out there. There's some news and notes, but how about getting Spencer Strider back? I've done this on a couple different episodes, so maybe I will avoid a tiny bit. I don't know if you've taken a look at the breakdowns here, but Strider went 5, struck out 5, gave up 5 hits, walked 1, I think it was, gave up a towering shot to Vladimir Guerrero. Velo was decent around 98. It dipped down a little bit in the middle, kind of came back up and went down just a tiny bit. Didn't quite have his stuff. He didn't get, he got no whiffs on his fastball. It was all on that nasty slider. But any takeaways from it? Any worry? Any not worry? Just, you're just happy he got that. They pushed him to 90 something pitches, which I thought was very telling as well. They did not baby him in his first start, really.
Yeah, I mean, that was nice to see. And there's no way they could have, because I mean, I think he might have been able to start the beginning of the season in the rotation. They just didn't want to push it, which is fine. But they babied him throughout the rehab process and, you know, threw him back out there and he looked great. So didn't strike out 13 or whatever, like he had been in AAA, but you're not facing AAA hitters anymore. You're facing big leaguers, and the Blue Jays have been pretty good. So, a positive start. Nice to see. And, you know, felt good afterwards. I don't care about a velo dip in a guy's first start coming off of surgery in the bigs, and anyway, it's his first start this season, so I think that'll get back to normal and he'll be fine. So all about it.
Do you think that he immediately goes in as a top 10 SP rest of season?
I don't know if top 10, but definitely top 20. The only reason I say that is not because of his stuff or anything, it's just because of what does the schedule look like for the year. You know, are we skipping every third start? Are, you know, we skipping whenever we can? Are we not skipping at all? Like, just how much babying are we going to get from Strider? Which it would make a lot of sense if they did a lot, right? Because the guy's very important. So, you know, I think you kind of, if you want to make the playoffs for the Braves, well, first of all, you have to start winning games. But second of all, you just, because they lost this game. Strider lost that game last night. So, and he only gave up 1 run, right? So,
but it's coming on the heels of, like, I think it's interesting is like Schwellenbach just had his worst game and didn't really, he got squeezed a little bit. Stuff wasn't quite there. He got hit up by that same Toronto team that, like, everyone's like, you know, Schwellenbach is Cy Young contender, da, da, da. But like, who do you think is the better pitcher right now for fantasy, Schwellenbach or Spencer Strider? I personally, I'm throwing Strider right back into it. He's a top 10 SP rest of season. He's healthy. They pushed him to 90. I think the velo dip isn't a concern yet. If this happens again over the next couple starts, maybe I'll rethink it. But I have Strider over Schwellenbach right now. And I think Strider is going to get right back into like that full form. You know, I'd rather have Strider than DeGrom right now.
Would you rather have Strider or Corbin Burns?
Strider.
Would you rather have Strider or Logan Webb?
That one's kind of tough. I think it's Strider still. Logan Strider, Webb has moved up for me. I was lower on him.
Strider or Chris Sale?
Yeah, that's tough. Braves, I mean, riches, by the way. Schwellenbach, Strider, Sale.
They got to start winning games.
Their offense is starting to come to life. I don't know. Probably Sale, but I think it's like super, super close with those guys. Like, I just think Strider kind of goes back in to where he's at. Like, another great one would be Hunter Green or Strider.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I would take him.
I would go Strider.
I think Green is taking the next step. We'll see, you know, but also, you know, one start isn't the be-all, end-all, but also he's one of the best in the game. So like I said, I don't know about top 10. I think 15, 20, somewhere in that range is fine.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing not with Spencer Strider, but we're going to be playing a game looking at some high performing players, some underperforming players, different mixtures of what side are we buying on these. And that it's going to kind of create like a buy or sell. We've got some good names on here that should be fun. Other news around baseball, just to, if you guys are listening to daily shows, you're probably kind of caught up for the most part. But few things out there. Speaking of the Braves, just want to point out Ronald Acuna's been cleared to ramp up baseball activities, putting the window in kind of a month time span. So mid-May, you know, maybe there's always a possibility it could be pushed a tiny bit, but they need his offense. Very, very good thing. I expect there to be, if you own Ronald Acuna, I expect you to start getting more offers because people are going to be like, sweet, this person already ate 2 or 3 weeks of it, and now I can try to buy him with only 3 weeks. Do not sell Ronald Acuna low. I have seen a few weird trades that have come down the old Welsh news desk here where I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, it's just Ronald Acuna. Ronald Acuna should be treated at wherever the value was preseason. You should add, if it was, let's say, 80 cents on the Ronald Acuna dollar, we should be back up to 90 to 95 because he is within a month from returning and you've already eaten some of the time.
Do you think that is going to be my point is, you know, do you think you're kind of pot committed now? It kind of like we were talking about with trading away Corbin Carroll, the same thing for Ronald Acuna has to happen. It has to be some overwhelming deal where you're like, how can I not take this? Not a fair deal.
Yeah, it has to be someone that's like, Corbin Carroll's going to fail and look at how bad he was last year and shoulder injuries and I'm going to get out while I can because he's not stealing bases. And you got offered Corbin Carroll for your Ronald Acuna, which probably wouldn't happen for a bit. Yeah, I mean, I think those make sense, but no one's going to just offer you good Ronald Acuna trades.
That's what I'm saying is in almost 99% of cases, you're pot committed. You've already waited, 3.5, 4 weeks, whatever Welsh math we have here going on for what week it is. And then, you know, you're going to wait another month. That's fine. I think I'm pot committed if I'm holding on to Acuna right now.
And wait, and when I say like wait to see what it is, it's him. Like let's just at this point, like let's just see Acuna in there. Maybe he does steal more bases than we're thinking. You know, who knows? But it's still one of the best hitters in baseball. Braves are starting to ramp up. That's good. I know you put this on here. Team USA announced that Aaron Judge is going to be the
captain. America.
I'm the captain now. No more Mike Trout as the captain. Judge is going to be the leader, and they'll get all the boys, the big band. What a freaking coaching staff, by the way, too, if you saw that. It's just like Hall of Famer after Hall. I mean, I guess there's Mark DeRosa and then a bunch of Hall of Famers, so it's just weird. Like Michael Young is like a hitting coach or something. It's going to be fantastic. I'm looking so forward to the WBC. And it'll be like the last big thing.
Any American pitcher going to show up, or is Kyle Freeland going to be the ace again?
No, hopefully good guys. But my problem is, it's like it's going to be probably one of the last big great things before baseball shuts down too. Like we're going to end that season, and then you know there's going to be some work stoppage or whatever. So really enjoy the WBC when it comes out. But yeah, hopefully we do get some good pitchers. Yeah, we can't do Kyle Freeland again. I would rather get the prospects. Give me the Bubba Chandlers of the world instead of like Kyle. I mean, you know what? If Kyle Freeland's not in Colorado, though, he's not bad.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think we looked and his ERA was actually worse on the road than it was at home last year.
This year, he's been really good. I think his four starts, maybe.
One of those was in Tampa Bay, too. The opener, I think, was in Tampa Bay. So, yeah. I mean, look, Kyle Freeland's not bad, but let's get Strider in there. You know what I mean? Like, let's see Zach Gallen pitch. Let's see Corbin Burns pitch.
You ain't getting any of those guys.
I know. How about Chris Sale at the end? Let's see Chris Sale pitching that thing. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe you will. I say that. You actually might get some.
I think this is why Judge is the team captain, to try to rally some of these guys. You know,
please don't bring any of your Yankee pitchers with.
Well,
you know, we don't need any of those guys. Go get someone outside.
I'll take Max Fried.
Max Fried might play. Yeah, he's fine. It's like a number four.
Not bad.
Team USA. Let's bring out the big guns.
That should be Cole coming back around then, huh?
I mean, give me like McClanahan, Strider, Skeens, Tarek Skubal. Like, give me all the killers now. That's what I'm looking forward to. Before the injury stuff, Matt Shaw, done, optioned. I'm kind of done with him right now. Kind of sucks. Just a few of those rookies, Dylan Cruz has been really brutal. Matt Shaw is brutal. I think he will be back. I just think most of us that are playing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
in this league.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. You just don't have leagues that justify like waiting it out. I just don't think it's worth waiting it out right now. So if there's something viable out there, you can peace out, because God knows how long Matt Shaw is going to be down. So,
yeah, that was somebody was asking in the group me room, like, is he just a straight drop right now? And he is, you know.
Yeah, unless it's like a super deep league and there's nothing out there. But like, there's even a week and a half ago, Kyron Paris was like 7% owned. Jorge Polanco is looking good. Jacob Will. I mean, like, there are dudes. I think in 10 and 12 team leagues, there definitely are some viable guys out there that you're just not holding on to Matt Shaw whatsoever.
Sagano's starting to give up bombs here while we're recording this. So I'm
glad I put him in my roster. One thing that you definitely can also cut bait on is Bobby Miller. Bobby Miller is not good. Like, that's it. Like, we had questions yesterday that kind of popped up. It's like, hey, would you stream Bobby Miller? The answer for infinity and beyond is no. Everything with Bobby Miller, he 100% needs to be a reliever. Done with it. He can't go long into innings. He loses his stuff. He's paring down his velo so he can try to be stretched out. Bobby Miller's just not good, and he's young enough that maybe they'll do some changes or something like that. The only thing the Dodgers seem to be good at lately is just hurting pitchers and rehabbing them back. I'm over the Bobby Miller thing. So if it ever comes up again, no. Nope. Outie on Bobby Miller, even though his stuff plus is awesome.
Make him a closer, man. You know?
Yeah, put him as a reliever. You got a gajillion other stupid starters. You're signing all the players. You got hitters that are going to be pitchers. Like, you don't need Bobby Miller. Put him in the bullpen. Lock him up as a closer in the future. Say, hey, can you do us one inning? Can you do that? And try to work through it. I would love to see it. Alexis Diaz was activated.
You'd be the worst boss for Bob. Can you do one inning, Bobby? You think he can handle that?
Out of you? Well, at this point, it's annoying. Like, he stuff plus through the roof, but he's one of the most inconsistent on the planet. He got to go. Alexis Diaz was activated on Tuesday. Francona said that he will not immediately retake the closer's role, but also, in his first outing, he couldn't even make it out of the inning. And he walked a bunch of dudes, and they love him, Emilio Pagan.
Well, he blew the save today, and Seattle won.
I did not see that.
Yeah,
he got the save opportunity today after they said
Pagan
that?
Pagan did. No,
Pagan did.
Oh. Pagan got the save opportunity. He blew it, and they ended up losing 11-7 in a 10 or 11 inning, something like that. So,
and then Ashcraft, by the way, even bigger,
loser on that. The other closer option, he gave up four runs after Pagan, I'm seeing here. So, well, okay, you know what?
Led's bullpen is hurting.
Right, dude, now. And Tony Santillan, he gave up runs in this one. Alexis Diaz is getting the next save opportunity. I don't care what Francona says. He's back in it. Good for you if you...
Boy, that turned real quick.
Real quick when I started looking at that. A couple prospect call-ups. Edgar Caro with the Chicago White Sox is up. I wrote this exact line in that weekly thing I do here on the Patreon where I said, Kyle Teal is like the dude. His bat has tapered back. He's going to be the big offensive, like, fantasy catcher you want. But there is definitely a scenario where a guy like Edgar Caro could come up before him because A, Caro was on fire hitting over 300, and B, he's been with this organization and these pitchers for quite a long time. Like, he is the guy that knows them better. Sure enough, Corey Lee is going to miss some time, and Caro is the guy that they brought up. So I think he's got minimal fantasy value. There is a pretty decent bat in there. Two catcher league. It's not single catcher stuff, but Caro is up, unfortunately, over Kyle Teal, which we all would have loved.
Yeah, I mean, I like an offensive catcher, but you have to be in a specific type of league to go fishing.
Yeah, and then as mentioned, Luke Kuechel, really interesting with the Twins. What was it? Is this because of Correa? Did they put like Correa on the IL? Like, because Kuechel's a second baseman, know. Though.
But I thought it was going to be Zebby. But I also saw that Pablo Lopez threw a bullpen today and felt great. So, and that's just a hamstring for Pablo. So he might be coming back pretty quick as well. So I don't know what's going on. I think Festus stays, right? But, and then Paddock has still been bad. So I think Paddock's going to go, get out of the rotation here soon. So,
well, that's why Zebby would come out. Yeah. I'm trying to see, like, are they telling us what the move is? So it says, you have Royce Lewis, Austin, Correa, and are still on the active roster, but banged up. Correa didn't start yesterday. I know they put Matt Wallner on the IL. They acquired. Yeah, I'm just not seeing like what the actual move is. They have Ty France and Edward Julian. Yeah, this is super weird. I don't see the corresponding move to it. But like, listen, Gaishel's great. 261 so far this year. A homer, four stolen bases, makes a ton of contact. Really, really good bat. Kind of in the making of a little bit more of an athletic, like Brooks Lee type of a guy. Brooks Lee and him would be a great infield. Last season, he hit over 300. Yeah, 15 homers, 23 stolen bases, a 3.4, almost 5 slash last season. Gaishel's a dude, but I just don't see the path of where he's up for long. So you've got, even if Correa and Cash are kind of banged up, below him, you've got, you know, Edward and you got Ty France. There's just a bunch of dudes. I kind of feel like this isn't going to be like a long-term thing, but if you're in a speculative market, he has a live bat. I do think he'll hit lower in the lineup.
Castro got hurt last night. That's what it was.
Yeah. Correa and Castro are both, but did they, I don't see that they made any, did they go to the IL?
Correa. So Willy Castro left and Correa came in for him late, even though he was scratched with a wrist injury. So I think Correa is probably fine. I think this is about Castro being added to the IL pretty soon, though. That's probably what it's going to end up being.
It makes sense. So I don't have an expectation this is going to be longstanding. So when people start this, they'll be like, okay, would you drop? Blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't drop anything of significance because I'm not sure that, and I don't feel like he can stay up longstanding because of Brooks Lee, Correa, Castro, like all these. Royce Lewis is starting to ramp up just a tiny bit. So like all of that makes me, I know, LOL. But that kind of makes you stop in your tracks a little bit.
Is Royce Lewis just Chris Bryant 2.0? All the talent in the world cannot stay on the field. I mean, Chris Bryant back on the IL with degenerative disc issue or some nonsense.
Royce has to go sign like a $200 million deal with the Rockies.
Win a World Series first.
And then, yeah, then be a DH only. And then he'll be officially Chris Bryant. But that's, I just don't think there's long standing with Kuechel, but he was on the list. So he's a guy that is worth looking at. Some other, this is like kind of like an injury barrage here before we get to our stuff. Bunch of guys back up, Matt McClain, Jesus Sanchez, Connor Norby was activated, I believe today, and Andrew Benintendi all on the IL. So a couple Marlins back in that offense, actually kind of sneaky. I'm into all of that. Bad news. Grayson Rodriguez was scratched from a bullpen on Thursday and is going to undergo an MRI on his shoulder after saying he was experiencing some soreness.
Dude, this Orioles rotation, went from so good to so bad real quick. I mean, Charlie Morton, Dean Kremer, Sagano, Cade Povich. That's what we have on roster resource right now. It's rough, dude.
I'm telling you, they need to fire up Kobe Mayo and they need to send him back into the Marlins and get Sandy Alcantara.
Get Sandy. Yeah.
They got to do it. Yeah, I don't know who else is out there. The last thing in the world the Twins need is anybody on the infield as a prospect. So I don't think they're moving like a Pablo Lopez, but they got to start making calls. They got to figure out who is available out there. The Padres are no longer going to listen to it. Remember in the spring training, it was like, oh, they might trade Lisa Rise and Dylan Cease. They ain't trading anybody. They're incredible. We were talking about this. Four of the top like six teams in baseball are from the NL West.
Well, the top four in the National League are all in the West.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's totally crazy. So, and the Padres are on a whole nother thing. So the market of what is available is probably a little bit smaller. So you got to be more aggressive. You got to be way more aggressive with some of those teams. And unfortunately, some of the garbage teams, the White Sox, they don't have anybody you want. You know, it's not Crochet anymore. You don't want Jonathan Cannon. You don't want Davis Martin. No, you got to go to the teams that the Marlins make a ton of. I mean, how many other teams are really like out of it right now? Like perceivably out of it that you can make trades with? Not many.
No. And the ones that are real bad probably don't have players either, right? Like the White Sox.
That's why I just said. That's why the Marlins, they hold all the cards, and you should make that because it's really bad over there. And Grayson Rodriguez.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Who would you rather? It's a little buy, it's a little sell. This one is going to be kind of a underperformer, well, definite underperformer versus a massively big, well, I don't want to call him overperformer, but a really great hot start. Shane Baz has looked phenomenal so far on the year. Three games, 27 strikeouts in 19 innings, sliced and diced up. I think in that, wasn't it the Diamondbacks? What was that start that he had? It was, no, what I'm thinking of Max Meyer on that one. But the Boston Red Sox, Angels, and Pirates, two of his three games, Shane Baz has had double-digit strikeouts. It was, I think it was that Red Sox one that I was really tuned in on the last. But so far, low sub one whip. It's a 1.42 ERA. Stuff is looking great. Looks like he's taking a move. His fastball is up a mile per hour as well, and his pitch mix has changed. We are putting Shane Baz up against Carlos Rodon, who did rank higher, maybe not crazy, crazy higher, has moved into being the guy for the New York Yankees with Fried. He has a 5.48 ERA, but an expected 3.23 ERA. So the expected numbers are actually telling us a different story on Rodon. He is striking out at the level he did in 2022, but he has a career worst walk rate right now. So also looks like there is some stuff that is changing a little bit in the pitch mix. That has to do with him throwing a lot less four-seam fastballs, and he is throwing a bit more on the slider, and he's got the sinker. The sinker is, you know, kind of the new change, but expected numbers tell a lot. So who would you rather, Shane Baz or Carlos Rodon?
It's Shane Baz for me. I mean, I'm worried about this walk rate. I love the strikeouts for Carlos Rodon. They're great, but oh, it's almost five per nine. It's 4.7. for Carlos Rodon. That is worrying. That's having a dance. You better get those strikeouts. If you don't get them, you're letting them put the ball in play. So with runners on, there's just too much traffic. Shane Boz is not only striking out at a better K per nine, his walk rate at, what was it, 1.8? 1.89 and 12.79.
Oh, you're doing that. Yeah, it's five. Yeah, he's at Boz is 38% K percentage with a 5.6 walk percentage. By the way, the 1.42 ERA, he has an expected 1.83 ERA. So his expected ERA is still lower than two as well, which is wild.
And this is in the middle of like the part of the season where they're going to have their most home games because of the terrible weather in Tampa, right? It's like, I was talking to CK about this and he was telling me about it. It was like 49 of their first 60 games are at home to avoid that like swoon in the middle of the summer where it's just raining constantly in Tampa Bay. So he's jumping through those hoops right now, Shane Boz is, and he's going to get more road starts coming up. I like Boz over Rodon here.
Okay, so let's do this then. I'm going to do a call a little bit of an audible here for a second because I'm going to agree with you. I do think I saw some stuff in the very first start with Rodon that I actually liked. I think that sinker might be giving him a little bit more confidence to attack in the zone. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case because his walk rate has gone crazy up. Expected ERA looks a lot better. There's a lot of run support, you know, early season. Like, I think Rodon can get better. But I agree. I think this is clearly Shane Boz. And Rodon was already kind of like mediocre. Let's push this up another notch.
Okay.
Shane Boz, who, by the way, if you've watched his, he looks ridiculous. I mean, he just looks ridiculous with the pitch mix right now. He's throwing less sliders. That curveball is devastating. He threw his curveball 20% of the time last year. Boz up to 32%. He is getting strikeouts, 34% whiff rate. That's way up. And his changeup, absolutely devastating. That's up. Shane Boz or Zach Gallen? That'll be what we do. Zach Gallen, who has had one really, really great performance in four starts. His whip is up. His ERA is up. His expected doesn't tell a lot, but we do know the story and the history of Zach Gallen. So who would you rather have, Shane Boz or Zach Gallen?
I'm still going Zach Gallen here. I mean, it's definitely close. I like Shane Boz. He's been great. But I mean, really it's, you know, the start against Baltimore wasn't great. He walked a bunch, but he looked great against Milwaukee the other day. Only two earned, six innings, struck out five. He's fine. Yeah, for me, it's, and the team context, it's still Gallen. Not by a big stretch, but definitely still Zach Gallen to me.
This is Shane Boz for me.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Why do you hate Zach Gallen?
I love Zach Gallen. I don't love this version this year. No, I don't like this version this year of Zach Gallen, who has walked three or more batters in three of, what am I looking at here?
I don't know.
Well, Yankees.
I'm not going to help you bash my guy. He walked 4-0-4-3. That's his game log.
Okay, yes. No, I see. Sorry, Savant three does this thing. No, it's 3 of 4. Savant does this thing where like they show the end of a month, but there was only one start in March. So I was looking at his very first start and then it carried it. So I'm like, wait a minute, what? Three of his four starts, he has walked three or more. He has had one big strikeout game. He's under six strikeouts in all but that one. He is living and dying by the fastball. If the fastball command isn't there, he has nothing. I don't love two star pitchers. He also played
the Cubs, who lead the league in runs scored.
Sure.
The Yankees, the O's, and the Brewers. And Boz has faced the Pirates, the Angels, and the Red Sox.
I think Gallen is going to get better. I don't think he's going to be back to Gallen. I don't like this version of Gallen. I love this version of Shane Boz. So maybe it is overreacting, but Boz is going deeper into games. He's striking out guys like crazy. He's kept walks down. Homers aren't a big problem. I think his stuff looks ridiculous. It's a bad ballpark, though. I think these guys could be very close, but I am going to go with Boz in this one.
But let's take into account market value here, right? Because you're not taking your Zach Gallen and offering him straight up for Shane Boz, correct?
Those trades work, but yeah.
I understand, but I'm if you have Zach Gallen in a redraft league, regular 5x5, and somebody offer you Shane Boz today, you're not doing that.
What I'm probably doing is
You're finding a way to make it work.
I'm getting a hit. So here's what I want to do in a trade like that. I want to get a hitter that is of equivalent to Zach Gallen's value. And then I'm trying to sell a hitter that I think is below Zach Gallen's value.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
What I mean by this is I think Shane Boz is on par there. So I'm trying to sell that Boz is below Gallen. So I want to sell a lower-ish hitter while getting a little bit higher of one, knowing I value Boz over Gallen. But I wanted to make it look like it's like, oh yeah, I'm getting the little bit lower of a guy. I just don't think pitcher for pitcher trades make a ton of sense. But you want to know what? Push comes to shove, maybe I am okay doing that straight up. I think you're getting a better strikeout option with Shane Boz right now. Maybe better wins, more wins with Zach Gallen, especially if he kind of levels out. But things have been kind of weirdly inconsistent. But so have they with Corbin Burns. We did a debate. I think it was me and Enrico or me and Pizapia, where it's like Burns versus Gallen. I actually, even though there's a lot of warning signs about Corbin Burns and the Vela being down, I think he's going to level out. And I'm more comfortable with him. I am just more worried about the early stuff we've seen with Zach Gallen. He's always in his head and stuff like that. But that's me. I've been weirdly against him a little bit. All right, number two. So this is a battle of two really good players right now. They're also two very popular pickups. We are going to talk about Tyler Soderstrom. Just going to let you know here in a little bit, but we're gone from the Tyler Soderstrom and the Ben Rices of the world. Those free agents aren't out there, but these two guys have been, and these two guys are very popular names. So we're going to have to pick one. Who would you rather? Jonathan Aranda with the Rays. We're going to another Ray who is hitting .396, has three homers, hitting some cleanup for the Rays, a ridiculous hitting profile right now. Absolutely no doubt. Versus Michael Bush, who's hitting .284 for the Cubs, four homers, has a stolen base, profile looks even better, and he is getting put into a prime position where, you know, he's the dude that's going to be hitting behind like Kyle Tucker and I guess Pete Crow is kind of right behind him. But Michael Bush is really becoming a much more consistent baseball player. .270 expected batting average from him, but Aranda's a .341. There's no stolen bases for Aranda. There's really not great positional stuff. Who would you rather rest of season?
I think it's still Michael Bush. I really like Aranda and what he's doing, and that ballpark is amazing for all those hitters right now. But his BABIP currently is .444.
Yeah.
So everything is going right for Aranda. Look, it's the ISO and the BABIP are both up for Bush. His career BABIP is .313. It's .333 for him right now. The ISO is crazy. His career is .194. Last year was .192. It's .284 so far this year. So he's getting extra base hits like crazy right now. But I just think what is more sustainable, I just don't think this .444 BABIP for Aranda is sustainable. And we just talked about how they're going to have a bunch of road games coming up after the middle of next month. So I just think long term, I'd rather have Bush, but I really like what Aranda's doing right now.
This is tough. Both of these guys, I was looking, neither one of them hit lefties. Aranda is not playable versus lefties right now. So he is a strong side platoon guy. He does not have, he only has like four plate, he has seven plate appearances versus lefties. He doesn't have a hit. He struck out three times. He has 49 plate appearances versus righties. He struck out 7 times and he has 432. Michael Busch is kind of in a similar-ish camp, but he does have a double versus lefties. It looks like it's not quite as platoony. I'll tell you this, if you only look at this profile, it's got to be Aranda for you. It is top 10 percentile in every hitting metric. He's barreling. He's hitting hard. His expected batting average is there. He's not striking out, walking. I'm kind of with you, though. I don't know if I'm all in and buy it. I think it's kind of hard to buy at this level. But this is kind of the hitter he's always been. He's kind of been like how Jose Miranda was in the minors. Similar. I think I would go Michael Busch against maybe my better judgment, because Aranda's hitting profile might just be just sexy all season. But I think Michael Busch has really settled into who he is, and he's not overperforming. There's no crazy BABIP stuff. He's hitting the ball harder. He's striking out less. He's kind of leveling out as far as like expected batting average go. He's barreling more, and it's just a really good lineup around him. Sans Aranda having stupid Tampa Bay to hit in, but that ballpark is not quite like the A's ballpark as far as an advantage goes. I don't know, man. I'm going to join you on Busch, but we might be wrong. We actually might be wrong about this one at the end of the day.
It's a tough one, but yeah, I'll lean with Busch, but I won't be shocked if that's the incorrect answer.
Okay. I didn't realize I did this. One more Ray that we're going to put on here. We have one more. Let me make sure that I actually only put one more. Yes, this is the last Tampa Bay Ray. But you know what? You're getting some value out of them. They're performing at a level we didn't think.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.